it flat fence.
I see.
I don't know. Fence or some shorter name than that. If you find out what that is, you've got something there.
All right. That isn't the same as a paling fence.
What?
It's not the same as a paling fence.
How do you spell it?
P-A-L-I-N-G, paling fence.
Paling, I believe. Paling, that's the word.
Paling fence?
Yes. They
become
impaled on that, you know.
I see.
Dogs want to jump over that thing.
Those were boards, right? It wasn't just poles like this.
No, it's split pieces.
Split pieces.
Split pieces. It's like a piece of lumber that wide, but except it splits.
And if you had boards, regular boards, and you put them just on top of each other like this, what?
That'd be a board fence.
Board. And the poles like this?
Like this, that'd be your paling fence. Then you're crying the nails.
But the paling fence would be split, right?
You've heard them, those cruel Southeast Asian people, sharpening a pole in the ground or a tree that's taking a prisoner, sticking him on there.
Mm-hmm.
His bowels,
mm-hmm.
Impaled.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same word.
Mm-hmm.
That's the root word, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is.
And that's where you derive the word, the paling fence?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
But the paling fence, if I understand, is made of cut wood. That is, you split the wood. It isn't a whole pole, is it?
No, it was split.
Split.
It was like bones.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you didn't split it, and you just put poles up, what did you call that?
Pole?
This pole fence?
It's still a paling fence. Yes,
it is.
If it's derived from that word impale, to impale.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I don't know. I think sometimes there's a difference there, but I'm not sure.
Stockade. Stockade come in there?
Like a stockade, a small one.
That's the same general method of construction there.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right. Let's see. You have too many people in the old days come to spend the night, and you have to make a bed on the floor. What do you call that?
Pallet?
Would you say it a little louder would you say it a little louder so the tape recorder...
Pallet. Pallet.
Uh-huh. And low ground in a river valley is what?
Valley?
In a river valley, the low ground is... You might cultivate it, but it might flood out.
That would call flood land.
That would call it bottom land.
Bottom land. River bottom.
Uh-huh.
That adds up to about the same thing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
That implies that land is subject to be overflowed. It is very rich because it's got the sediment from up country,
right.
You know, over such a long period of time. When crops, when the north season is normal, wonderful crops, and when it gets floods, and when the crops are at their best, you know, it goes down soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful land if the season works out right.
It doesn't flood down.
Yeah.
Would you describe different types of roads today, and what do the people around here call them?
Well, they call them
different types.
Community trails, community roads.
Mm-hmm.
They call them sand roads, sand graded roads. Sometimes you have macadam roads. An old Scotland's invention, I believe. That's a mixture of clay or hard soil with rock in it, a lot, and it rolled hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Macadam roads, cement, asphalt.
Did you ever use the word concrete here?
Concrete.
Someone said that roads were concreted. Did you ever say that? Concreted?
Well, yes. That word goes, it's a verb. But it goes right back to that noun, concrete.
Mm-hmm.
That's the act of splitting it on,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
And
applying the concrete.
Applying the concrete.